USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump and Democratic candidate Joe Biden will be back on the campaign trail today after last night's town halls. The president making stops in Georgia and Florida to bolster his support among seniors. Biden will be campaigning through the swing state of Michigan, sparked by Twitter and Facebook's blocking of a negative New York Post article about Hunter Biden. The Senate Judiciary Committee says they will be issuing a subpoena to Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg and Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey. Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton saying,
"Well, I'm glad that we're going to subpoena Jack Dorsey to come to Capitol Hill. These big tech oligarchs need to answer for their censorship of conservative and Republican voices. It's been going on for years. This week, though, they declared open war on the Republican Party and conservatives across America. And my message for these big tech oligarchs is simple. Winter is coming."
USA Radio News.
This report is brought to you by Eli Lilly and Company. Raise your hand if you use Lilly insulin and struggle to afford your monthly prescription and are enrolled in Medicare Part D, have a high deductible insurance plan, or don't have health insurance at all. If your hand is raised, Lilly wants to help. Lilly has solutions that can help make life easier for you. Lilly launched Insulin Affordability, Learn, Act, Share, to encourage people using Lilly insulin to learn about their affordability options, to act by calling the Lilly Diabetes Solutions Center, and to share this important information with others. People with or without commercial insurance can buy Lilly insulins today for $35 per monthly prescription at a retail pharmacy. And this fall, seniors can enroll in Medicare Part D plans that provide a $35 copay starting in January. Raise your hand and visit insulinaffordability.com or call 1-833-808-1234, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Eastern Time.
It was billed as a town hall for voters, but at times it felt like a debate with moderator Savannah Guthrie, who asked President Trump on NBC questions for about the first 20 minutes of the hour-long program.
I denounce white supremacy, okay? I denounced white supremacy for years, but you always do it. You always start off with a question. You didn't ask Joe Biden whether or not he denounces Antifa.
Here's the thing, you could clear this up tonight by just releasing your tax returns yourself. I mean, I think people are just wondering.
As you know,
it
turned out that I am under audit.
The IRS accused
me of not being under audit previously, and so did other people at NBC.
An unlicensed security guard accused of killing a veteran and supporter of President Trump in Saturday's Patriot rally in Denver, Colorado, will face a second-degree murder charge. Charges expected to be filed later today. USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it, too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get 2 MyPillow premium pillows for the price of 1, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
The Catholic Diocese of Brooklyn could hear from a judge today after suing New York State over tight coronavirus restrictions. Brooklyn Bishop Nicholas DiMarzo feels the state has not proven the need to put restrictions on specific churches in Queens or Brooklyn.
There is an issue of religious freedom. We have complied. Our places are not where contagion is going to be transmitted. We have all the safety precautions.
Under New York Governor Andrew Cuomo's rules, houses of worship in the coronavirus hotspot zones are only allowed 10 people max. The campaign spokesman for Arizona Democratic Senate candidate Mark Kelly has some choice words for police.
T.J. LaRoe, Kelly's deputy press secretary, posted the message in a response to a video that showed Chicago police clashing with protesters over the summer. In a tweet, he called the Chicago PD worthless pigs with an expletive mixed in. That was back on August 17th. LaRoe officially joined Kelly's campaign 1 week later on August 24th. The comment reflects many from the left that seem to embrace a radical anti-police sentiment. And the post comes to light as Mark Kelly's campaign has sought to portray itself as moderates on policing issues. Kelly, whose parents were police officers, has said he opposes defunding law enforcement agencies. For USA Radio News, I'm Val Dior.
For more news, find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.